Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And Grand Rising, thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm your host, Naima Latif, and we'll be joined with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, in just a moment after these few messages. And we want you to stay tuned and stay close because we've got quite an interesting conversation today. We are preparing a new school for our young people and our seniors and adults, those who are ready to prepare for a new thought coming to this world and to be a part of that process. It's time for us to open the minds of our children, and we want you to be a part of that process as we launch the New Earth Academy. This is an opportunity for us to take control of what is put into the minds of our children and where we direct them in the future. So the New Earth Academy is a powerful tool for reshaping minds and preparing those minds to shape the future. That is our goal. We'll be back in a moment. We'll be joined shortly by our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family, and later on our special guest, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, part of our Female Solution host family, as well as a spiritual counselor and advisor, and one whose memory transcends this present life, as do many people who are now experiencing the Earth School. And they have information to share, and it's time for us to be ready to listen. So we'll be back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
And if you are on our switchboard, feel free to press 1 when you're ready to join the conversation. This is a spiritual season in more ways than one. Right now, many people around the globe are preparing for the Easter season, and we have upcoming preparations for Palm Sunday, and we know the story of Jesus and the resurrection. And we know how churches have taught about the meanings of life and death. And a large part of the world's population has adopted these belief systems, teaching of heaven and hell and eternal damnation if you don't do the right thing. And this belief system has been the undercurrent of how we function in society. We consider
moral teachings as that which frightens us into good behavior because of fear of eternal damnation if we don't do the right thing in this life. But the religion that was inspired by the one we know as Jesus was developed by many different rulers and authorities and people in positions of power and control that may not have truly understood or intended to understand the original teachings, because their intention was to maintain control of the people. That is the intention of those who seek to have power over others, is to maintain power over others. But what would happen if we looked at life differently? Well, in these times of the internet, knowledge has been made available on such a wide scale. And there are so many people, partially due to our modern medicine, being able to revive people after life-threatening illnesses, partially due to the fact that people are just now coming forward with what they have experienced. There have been many who have had what's known as near-death experiences, in which they were clinically dead, and came back to explain what happened in that time period. There have been many who have gone through hypnosis and even gone through past life regression, gone through the death experience, and actually recalled other life experiences. And this information is readily available, widely proliferated on the internet. Knowledge has been made available at one's fingertips, which contradicts so much of our belief systems and would truly change our perspective on life and why we're here. Why are we here? Well, if our school systems are geared toward frightening children into believing that they're here for this brief moment, they must rush and try to get all they can of the limited material goods, and so therefore we're cramming this knowledge in their head so they can compete with those who might seek to take from them. That way of thinking produces the mess that we've made in our world. Fearful, conflicting people who cannot work together for the common good. It's time for this to change, which means we must first change our thought. This, of course, being a spiritual season, is a season that it's time for us to use to reflect. And if we're willing to reflect, we may be willing to transform a thought which does not fit the new knowledge that we have. Are we willing to prepare children to think differently in the future? Are we willing to challenge old belief systems? We know that much of our religious thought was literally beaten into us, tortured into us, murdered into us over centuries. And so we're not truly adopting something of our own free will. We're adopting something as a consequence of force and fear. So are we willing to challenge old belief systems and remove the fear-based thinking to help our children see themselves as the eternal beings they are, the souls that they are, on a never-ending journey of acquiring knowledge and wisdom, and that their purpose for being here on earth is continued learning on how to love, how to cooperate, how to contribute to the common good. That's really the reason why we're all here. So can we base an educational system on this higher consciousness? Well, we're going to talk about that and share some information and talk about what that means as we transform thinking. And how challenging is it to get parents who may have been raised in very rigid belief systems to actually let them go for the greater good of their children's expansion of mind? This is the space age, and yet for many, they are still acting as if it's the stone age. It's time for us to evolve. How do we make that happen? Well, we're going to take a look at what we've been taught and why the original teachings of the one we know as Jesus were altered so that we would not have the expanded awareness of our identity, our identities as the eternal souls that we are and always have been. What was the purpose of creating this mindset of fear of hell? So we're going to share with you, and for those who are listening, you'll be able to hear this presentation by Hans Wilhelm, who has a series called Life Explained. And much of what we do really needs some explanation, because our life has a purpose, and when that is explained, then it all makes sense. So what was it that truly people believed? What did people believe before religions were altered, beliefs were altered to induce fear? What did people believe, and what would happen?
Hi, I'm Hans Witt.
What would happen if we decided to return to those beliefs of eternal life and many lives and reincarnation? What would happen? We'll take a look at why this original understanding was removed from our theology.
Hi, I'm Hans Wilhelm. This is the second video in the Life Explained series on the topic of reincarnation. In my first video, I explained how reincarnation works. And in this video, I would like to explore with you why this teaching of reincarnation is no longer taught in our churches or religious institutions. Did you know that more than 50% of people in this world believe in reincarnation? Yes, even here in America, our founding fathers, Franklin, Jefferson, Washington, all shared an enthusiasm for reincarnation. And so did at least a dozen of our presidents, if not more. Well, as also the captains of industry like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Paul Getty, and many others. What many people do not know is that the knowledge of the re-embodiment of the soul was also known to the early Christians. It's mentioned in the Bible several times. In Matthew and Mark, we find passages of how Jesus asks the question, who do the people say that I am? And his disciples tell him that people think he is John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the great prophets who has come back as Jesus. And in Matthew, Jesus actually explains twice to some of his disciples that John the Baptist has been the prophet Elijah in a previous lifetime. Why would Jesus teach reincarnations to his disciples? Jesus was a Jew, and so were all his disciples. And for many Jews at the time, reincarnation was a fact of life. It was mentioned in the ancient mystical text of the Kabbalah that teaches the soul cycle, also called the Gilgamesh. Even today we have several Jewish denominations that believe in reincarnation, like the Hasidics, the Shabbatniks, and other Orthodox Jewish groups. We know from the writings of the old church fathers like Origen that the knowledge of reincarnation was widespread in Christianity in the first few centuries. But why is this important component of Christ's teaching no longer mentioned in our churches of today? What happened? To find the answer to this question, we have to go back to the 6th century, to the Eastern Roman Empire. You see here the Mediterranean, Italy, you see Greece, Turkey, and the Middle East. Now, the Eastern Roman Empire at the time was ruled by a very powerful emperor called Justinian I. He thought himself as the supreme ruler of the church and the pope, and even made it a law that nothing could be done in the church contrary to the emperor's will and command. He was a real despot, and to deal with the general war situation in the Eastern Roman Empire and the threatening danger of a domestic political religious war in what is today the Palestine area, he commanded that everybody accepted his style of Orthodox faith, which included the removal of the teachings of reincarnation. He wanted everybody to believe in one single lifetime, and that the priests, or better the church, are the mediators for the salvation of the people. Think about it. You could only go to heaven via the church. It was a powerful tool to control the people. So it was in the year 543 in Constantinople, which of course today is Istanbul, that the teachings of reincarnation was going to be banned because of pressure by Emperor Justinian I. It happened during the Synod of the Eastern Church, a gathering of bishops. But Pope Vigilius knew it was against Christ's teachings, and he strongly opposed the emperor and refused to sign this ban. But nobody can contradict an emperor for long. So 10 years later, on the morning of December 8th, 553, under severe pressure by the emperor, the pope finally relented and made it a law at the General Council in Constantinople. It wasn't even discussed at the council. Now, but this caused a big problem for the church. They no longer could explain the basic questions of life. Where do we come from? Why are we here? And where do we go? So they had to invent totally new dogmas to fill the gap of reincarnation. For instance, they came up with things like the original sin, the creation of the soul at the time of conception, mortal sin, the judgment day, purgatory, and eternal damnation. None of this was taught by Jesus. But Justinian I didn't care. After all, he was the ruler of the church and the pope, and he made the rules. Unfortunately, all Christian denominations that later split off from the Catholic Church, like the Protestants, the Baptists, Anglican Church, and thousand others, never bothered correcting this fundamental flaw. But the knowledge of reincarnation was never forgotten. It was always taught in the educated and secret societies, and it is now reaching a new revival in the Western world. Today there are more and more Christians who know about this law and are once again willing to live according to the original teachings of Christ. Now I hope you're inspired to explore more on this subject. And maybe you want to watch related videos like the one on the law of karma and how karma works.
Controversy for many who have believed in what they were taught, because if what we have been taught to believe is incorrect, then who do we trust with truth? It's always a challenge when religious doctrine is established, because someone loses control when someone else introduces another thought. Those who control thought control people. This was why the one we know as Jesus was considered a threat to the rulers of the time, because he came with a new thought, the idea that life is based on love, the idea that the greatest power you have comes from love, not armies, not wars, not enforced taxes, but love, sharing, forgiveness. It makes sense. So why would that teaching be considered threatening to the ruling religious leaders? Why were they so bent on destroying his ministry? Because they control people through fear. They control the masses through fear. And if laws are made to control and people break the laws, people must fear the punishment of breaking the law. And if the idea is that the creator of the universe is also a punitive power, and that if one does not obey, one will suffer in body and soul, that's a powerful thought to keep people under control. But what if that simply is not true? What if we're not here to follow someone else's control or be punished? What if we're here to love, to create, to cooperate, to explore, to seek knowledge, wisdom, and understanding without the pressure of a punitive God who only listens to us if we belong to a specific religious institution? What if all that is incorrect and the individual soul has the power to have their own direct connection to the creator of the universe, because that relationship is an eternal one that has always been and always will be? Doesn't that change your belief in the purpose of your existence on earth? You're not here to earn eternal life. You are an eternal life, having a temporary physical experience to learn. And what are you here to learn? How to love. How to love your fellow beings and cooperate and create things for the greater good. Isn't this a better way of seeing life? And wouldn't this thought free our children from the psychosis that we now possess, this constant fear that somehow our lives are going to be taken from us, or our comforts are going to be taken from us, or our well-being is going to be taken from us? Constant fear? That certainly is not why we're here. And yet there is fear to change the thought, a fear that has been literally beaten into us over the centuries. But it's time for a change. It's time for a new thought. And so our New Earth Academy, New Earth, standing for words that will bring a different way of thinking so that children will not be hampered by fear-based doctrine. They came here to create, and education should bring out of them the gifts that they brought with them when they incarnated. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with our American Muslim 360 family and our co-host Kareem Hamid. And in this spiritual season, we also have the celebration of Ramadan, the 30 days of fasting. And those who are participating are getting an opportunity to review religious scriptures revealed from the Holy Quran, much of which reviews the events as discussed in the Bible, but also presents a different point of view. And those who are participating get a chance to reflect on who they are and why they're here. So we'll talk about what our teachings have produced and what we can give to our children in terms of a new thought that will empower them to create a new earth. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesday, Self-Care with Jodi Toussaint. Wednesday, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursday, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we will be joined at the top of the hour with our sister, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. And we will also be joined by our co-host Kareem Hamid as we prepare to share some basic teachings that will introduce the New Earth homeschool curriculum. We seek to take control of the minds of our children by removing fear-based doctrines and beliefs that limit who they are as individuals. They are more than the skin they're in. They are more than a location where they live. They are more than the language they speak. They are eternal beings, and we are here to help them continue their growth as the eternal beings they are, having this earth experience. One of the reasons why it's necessary to change the thought, because before we can free our society, we must free the minds that have been conditioned to continue the madness that the society has produced. And those children who are preparing themselves to create the world they will inherit must have a new thought, and they must have a new identity. We have, for so long, seen our existence in the limited space of this one planet, even after centuries of having access to telescopes, which see way into the heavens, way into space, and even having spacecraft that have given us pictures of the Earth and all of the surrounding planets and star systems. So it's quite obvious we're not alone here. How can we continue to have Stone Age belief systems after Space Age discoveries? Are we not ready to see that we are part of a vast system of creation? And we are here for a greater purpose than to just find a way to earn some money to get a job. We're here to develop where we live and to the oasis that it was created to be, the heaven it was created to be, by using our creative energy and cooperating with each other. It's a simple thing, and yet, because we have been taught to fear, we can't see. But what would happen if we discovered that everything we have been taught is incorrect? Would we be willing to change? Well, the internet has opened the door for so many to share knowledge, and some who are sharing knowledge in ways that we didn't expect. Those who have traveled from distances we had no knowledge of. And when they speak, they're speaking from the experience that they have. And so at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Minister Cynthia Marie Williams about her unusual experiences that are out of the norm of what this society allows one to say that they have experienced and remember. And yet there are so many more that are sharing such experiences. So we're going to take a look at one who remembered his identity from beyond a child born on this earth to a life that is far beyond what we are taught exists. A young man who has put together a video series using his creative skills. And the series is entitled Love is the Solution to Everything. And he speaks of our position here on our Mother Earth as a place of learning, but certainly what we've been taught is not the truth. So we're going to share with you part one of Alaye's series, Love is the Solution to Everything, in which he explains the vast knowledge that has been kept from us in order to keep us ignorant and afraid. Are we ready to teach this to our children? And what would happen if we did? So we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and give us your thoughts as we share a new perspective on the real history of planet Earth.
Positive energy. That is your power against the evil. They are powerless against this energy. That is why they want you to deflect from this power. Don't let the dark government manipulate you. They are using television, radio, newspapers, cigarette trucks, religions, TV politicians, military, electromagnetic waves, and self-made wars in order to keep you in the negative modes. Everybody who is laughing about this information is already manipulated and has to learn more than others. An intelligent human first investigates a topic before he has an opinion about it. The universe is inhabited by many beings, humanoid and not humanoid. Your government had already contacts and are keeping it a secret. That is why your technology has been developed so fast in the last 50 years. You are living on this planet in order to learn how to stay positive even in such a negative world. The meaning of life is the development of the consciousness, the development of the heart, of the mind, of your character on a more noble level. Being spiritual even with negative energies around you. That is happening over many lives and on many planets, because the soul wants to learn everything. Every planet is a school in which you can go a step higher. Every soul has the goal to evolve higher, back to the source, to the cosmic transfer consciousness. You call it God, but it's not a person. It's the energy from which everything exists. You have no knowledge about the universe because you have been given misinformation from your governments and priests. Even your birth history in books, they have rewritten or deleted in the Middle Ages. Discoveries about extraterrestrial colonies were either kept in secret or have been erased. Instead, they are showing you the discovery of some animal bones and selling it to you as a sensation. They want to keep you dumb and ignorant, so that only they have the knowledge and the power. Is this fair to you? Evidence is still there, but you have to find it yourself. They will not tell you this on public TV. If you really want to get knowledge, the existence will show you the ways to find it. Most people on Earth have forgotten how to listen to the soul. They are distracted on purpose and the negative society around them. Friends, it's time to change this. You are living in a nightmare. Erase every negative emotion. Compared to other civilizations in the universe, you are young and in the kindergarten. Concentrate on positive emotions. Try it at least. Create the inner wish to get knowledge about the universe. Don't let the negative people disturb you. They are stealing your energy and want to keep you primitive as they are. Be careful with smokers and alcohol drinkers.
And, of course, that was just part one of a 25-part series. And the series is entitled Love is the Solution to Everything. So as we look at what we want our children to believe about the world that they are living in and how we want them to explore science and technology and to look at new ways of creating travel and interaction. We want them to be prepared to meet with those outside of our world, not with fear, but with understanding that some people's technology is more advanced than ours because they've learned to cooperate, and we have not. So if we want to be advanced, we have to get rid of the warlike behavior that keeps us from being able to do something as basic as produce enough food for everybody and share it so that nobody is hungry. Something that basic.
We have not been able to do something as simple as come up with a means of sharing so that everyone has what they need, even though the planet produces enough for everybody, because we have been indoctrinated into a false belief system that there is not enough and that there are certain people who don't deserve to have their share. And this is what creates the war that we have not been able to stop for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. But it's time for us to stop. So we are changing the thought that we're sharing with our young people so that they see the world differently. We are part of a universe, and we have a responsibility on the planet in which we have chosen to incarnate to keep the peace so that we can develop systems of cooperation so that we can create things that enhance life for all. It's a simple thing, but when this intention is put forth as a reason for education, it changes the dynamics of everything. Because it opens the door for us to create a new system of exchange, which totally eliminates the monetary system. The only reason why we're still stuck in the monetary system is because we have not learned to share. If we share, we do not need an intermediary in terms of currency. We simply need to have trust, respect, and regard for the needs of others. And an understanding that we are all part of one collective body sharing this earth. So there is much to learn about what grows from the ground that feeds us and heals us and nurtures us. There's much to learn about the air we breathe and how it enhances our life and regenerates our youth. There's much to learn about the gravitational pull of the earth, the power of sound and light and other natural forces, water, all of these systems that other civilizations have learned how to use for transportation, for exchange, for food production, and all of these things we can do once we simply stop fighting. So as we work with our friends from HWPL, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, and bringing forth the Peace School, teaching peace is such a foundation for making progress. As long as we live in fear of the violence of each other, there can be no real progress. And we're constantly destroying everything we built. People trying to figure out, well, how do we have a war and make bombs that demolish buildings but don't kill people? Or how do we kill people without demolishing buildings? So stupid. So stupid. Why are we killing anybody? Why are we trying to control people? That's a twisted thought. That's an incorrect thought. We need to remove that thought and replace it with an understanding of oneness. We are one, one ecosystem, one earth, one society, part of the universe. The universe is many, but we must know how to coexist, and we can only do it when we teach truth. So we want you to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll certainly come to you and get your comments. If you're watching us on Facebook, feel free to write in your comments and share your thoughts. If we wish to change the world we live in, we must change the way we think, so that we will change what we create. There are many, many, many people who are living in these times who have memories of experiences beyond planet Earth, beyond this lifetime, beyond what we consider death, and they're sharing that on the internet. There isn't any way we can continue with old belief systems because too many people know better. So now it's time for us to allow our children to see differently. And our sister Zelda says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen, sister, thanks for teaching the world leaders. Hope they are listening. Yes. Because there will come a time when people will simply refuse to comply with orders to murder someone else just so that someone can keep control. There will come a time when people just refuse to violate their own soul by committing such an act. And when that time comes, we will see planet Earth transformed because no one can make you take a life against your will. And you have no fear of someone threatening your life because you know that no one can take your life because life is eternal. And once you know this, then there is no point where you can be forced to do anything because you know that there is nothing anyone can do to you because you are an eternal being having a temporary experience on earth, but you are living forever. So the challenge of teaching eternal life as part of children's education is what we'll talk about, because this control system of teaching death and damnation has been in place for a long time. And as a result, many have been afraid to question it. But there are just as many who have lived lives that negate this as a reality because they have seen and they remember. If you are on our switchboard and would like to make a comment, simply press 1. We're going to take a break and be joined by our dear friend and sister minister, Cynthia Marie Williams, whose experience as a spiritual counselor and advisor has taken her to realms that frightened many of those who saw her growing up as a child with memories of before she was born. Memories of being taken to visit other realms in space with other beings. And we know our culture did not allow for such discussions. Let's take a call before the break. Area code 336-350, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, Dr. Lateef.
Yes, ma'am. This sounds like our illustrious Mama AZ.
Yes, ma'am. I have a lot to say, and I am so grateful. And greetings, family. I am so grateful that you came to the planet. You agreed to do what you're doing right now to open up this space and this place for once to have a higher opinion about this universe and about their place in it. And I know you're going to break, the nurse is coming, and so I'm going to put my hand down and put it back up. But I just want to say you are on point. Add up the digits for today. Add up the digits to see what path number that you get. And I am so grateful that you brought Minister on today because the numbers represent everything. This is major. So I'm going to put my hand down and mute myself, and I'll come back. Thank you. Thank us.
Well, thank you, Mama AZ, and we will be coming right back to you. And I believe we've got our co-host, Kareem Hamid, that will be with us, joining us as well, and a few other callers on the line. We've got several hands here, so we're looking forward to that. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. And Susie Mayberry Parker says greetings on our Facebook page. And, of course, if you're watching us or would like to join us visually, just go to Facebook and go to The Female Solution, and you will see my face. And, of course, all of us in the surrounding background here behind me. And we'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stay with us.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and, of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Solution Global TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
All right, let me see, make sure we've got everybody connected.
Unmuted.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships, for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and I believe we've got our co-host Kareem Hamid on the line. Unmute if you are ready to join us. And we also have with us our guest today, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show.
God bless, peace, and blessings to you all. Thank you, Grand Rising.
Yes, yes. Well, we're excited because we have been...
Unmuted.
We've been speaking of this for quite a while, and the launching of our New Earth Academy, which it's an idea that is floating around the globe because so many people realize that it's time for us to prepare for a new thought. And New Earth stands for Natural Environment, Wholesome Education, Awakening Responsibility to Humanity. Let me say that again. Natural environment, wholesome education, awakening responsibility to humanity. And the theme for the school is to go forth and create. That's the reason why our children are learning. And this homeschool curriculum is beyond the aims and goals of current education systems because other systems prepare students to fit into the existing world. But this curriculum is for those who are here to create a new earth where love and joy is a state of being. In the New Earth curriculum, the objective for learning is to discover and create in order to provide for the well-being of oneself and others in the process. So we observe the ways this magnificent earth supports us, and we teach our children that they are here to live in harmony because they are part of a greater world and they are part of a greater system and they are life force energy and they are eternal beings. And so your temporary job assignment of whatever skin you're in is merely for you to understand the history of those people so you can help them evolve to that higher consciousness.
But this way of thinking is so radically different than what is being taught to our children today. And you, as a highly evolved being who has a memory that goes beyond the time of your birth and your experiences that have extended beyond this earth, are one who can speak to the fact that it's time for us to be able to allow those who've had those experiences to share them and remove the fear-based teaching that we have given our children in the name of spirituality. Much of our spiritual teachings have taught fear and limitation and have made our children believe that there's a man in the sky somewhere, an angry God that's going to cast them into hell if they don't obey the rules set by the religious leadership. And none of this is correct. So, Minister Cynthia, you have such a vast array of experiences. But give us, first of all, your memories. And you shared a bit of that on Viata's show this Sunday. But knowing that you remember the time before your birth, how did that affect how you saw yourself, knowing that you are a soul who chose to have a very challenging experience? How did that affect your ability to get through the challenges that you have overcome and continue to overcome today?
Well, I like to use the terminology, the Ascended Masters, that Mama AZ in Arizona brought. And I said, I love that because I didn't know what to call them. But they weren't angels, but they were consciousness of, I kind of didn't like that word, entities, but they were conscious entities. And Mama AJ gave me the perfect naming and language of what we know in English here, Ascended Masters. And they helped guide me and spoke to me even when I was in my mother's womb. As I say, I know the experiences, but as I aged in this world, I started learning language so I can describe my experiences. But one of the things that touches me in the educational field, which is where I was led in my soul journey, was that in the 50s, and the way those teachers taught, I grew up partially in High Park based on that immigrant experience of my father coming from the South and working at, as they opened up jobs for black men at the steel mill, and that's where he worked, Youngstown Sheet and Tube, and all the black men who brought their families from the South to escape the racist environment in the South and the way it was. But one of the things that it was really interesting, as you talk about it, I was taught environmental things and didn't realize until that became the wording here in the United States. And they talked about how we were all connected to the plants and how the plants fed off the photosynthesis and how we were able to breathe because we had this big place called the Amazon rainforest, and it helped to put what we needed up in the air in order for everybody on this planet to breathe. That's why being a child, and I look at the fact that we're wearing masks today, wow.
Wow.
And I remember just having the fun, no mask. I mean, the only thing, major thing that occurred in the 50s when I was in school in the South, we all lined up to get a polio vaccine shot. That was about it. So this is what these children are going through now. I know it's devastating to their psyche that they have to wear a mask, and I don't like it. And I think that as we gradually extend our awareness, people like myself, souls like myself and you, who know that there is better and there is a higher level of awareness, consciousness, we, as we go forth in our soul journey, educate and lift up. Love and encouragement has been my theme, and I've been in some horrible places. And I was told by friends, well, Cynthia, don't you think I've been in spiritual warriors, places like that? I guess so. But here we go. Children at that time in the 50s, and I'm going back, they did all of that. They did real geography in grammar school or elementary school. You learn how to plant the trees. And I'm living in the city now, remember? How the plants, the trees, and all, we are all connected. And this is how we live as human, as beings called human. But it had a spiritual element to it because it has sustained me. I know where every continent is on the planet because we were shown and explained that it was all one landmass, and as the waters became, then continents were created. So it's just been fascinating to live this life as a human being. And it has been really special that I've been led to learn more and more to help enhance my being as a human being so that I can educate others as well as learning more and more myself. And it can be done without it being a church-type thing where your principal is going to, because they have windows. When they had windows in the doors so that a principal or someone could come by and sort of hear what you're teaching, which is part of that organizational structure, that you don't go off the base. But it's possible.
Well, that's one of the biggest challenges. A teacher who wishes to open the minds of students beyond what they have been given as a curriculum. And those of us who have done that take risks because there is an agenda for the schools that exists that has nothing to do with children truly developing themselves. The agenda is to make them fit into a structure that keeps them enslaved. And so we seek to break them free with the New Earth Academy. We seek to free them and help them to free others, because the teaching that would free them is one that connects them to a greater reality. And what you've experienced helps you to see how everything is connected, how we're part of the earth that we live in, and so we must take care of it. How crazy is it to have people afraid to breathe air when your breath is actually what connects you to the Creator? And your breath is what keeps this life force energy going through your body. So to have children afraid to breathe, cut them off from God, literally, in a real way, because they are seeing the air as the enemy, and the air is life. And whatever travels through the air, whether it be a virus or anything else, the body has an immune system to prevent it from invading it. And if your vibration, if your energy is high enough, then you is like a shield that keeps anything that should not be inside your body from invading you. So we have to be able to help our children remove that fear of breathing, which this global pandemic has created in them. And then just learning how the earth itself gives us what is needed to heal us. That's what we're looking at doing, so that children see that the earth is their friend, not their enemy, and everything in it is their friend, not their enemy. But Minister Williams, you have also had, we've got some callers on the line. I'm going to bring them on. Well, let me take a caller, because we've got several callers that want to speak, and we've been sharing some information, first of all, about how reincarnation was removed from the original teachings of Jesus and those before him, so that people knew in ancient times that life was eternal.
Yes.
And that you continue to have life. They removed that from our religion. And we have our co-host, Kareem Hamid. And we were speaking, of course, about how in this spiritual season we have those who are preparing for the Easter season, and we also have the occurrence of Ramadan, 30 days of
fasting, spiritual reflection, and growth. And so this is a spiritual season for many people, and those on our American Muslim 360 line have been involved in the process of the prayers and the reading of the Holy Quran, the scriptures of the Muslims, and reflecting on that. So this is a perfect time for us to look at how we expand the minds of children spiritually. So Grand Rising and Assalamu Alaikum to all of those on our American Muslim 360 line, and Ramadan Mubarak for those who are observing the fast today.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Blessings,
my
brother.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
Yes, we have Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, and we have a number of callers on the line. Earlier today, for those who are just joining us, we shared a video presentation from Hans Wilhelm, who gave us some history about how the Christian church removed the teachings of eternal life as part of the teaching and the belief in reincarnation, re-entering the flesh, re-experiencing life on earth in many different forms in order to have a learning experience. That was removed from the teaching and not allowed to be taught. And then we shared a video from one who is a video producer of a series called Love is the Solution to Everything. And in one of his videos, he tells this story of how he, as a child, was reawakened to his original or his previous life or continuing life, even on another planetary system of the Pleiades, and chose to come and have this earth experience in order to share a greater understanding of the history of this planet, which we're not allowed to know. We've been here thousands and thousands, millions of years, more than what we've been allowed to know. And so our concept of time is quite skewered, as is our perception of who we are and why we're here. So we're talking about sharing these things with children who are in our educational system today, changing the way they perceive themselves, reality, and their purpose for being. And how challenging is that, given the resistance that we have to maintain the old thought systems? So I'm going to take a caller who's been holding for quite a while, been very patient. Area code 111-111-111. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. Area code 111-111. It comes across. That's what comes across on our switchboard. So that means you're probably calling from either outside the country or on a internet line.
Right, because of, only because the last day of your COBRA coverage would be 30th. So, well, if she went on the coverage, she could go. She could go. You can make her primary and elevator primary. So go 2 months before.
I need you to speak up a bit. Your
Lord.
I need you to speak up a bit. Your volume is a bit low. So give us your name, where you're calling from. I think you're having a bit of a technical difficulty. Well, we'll go to area code 773-521. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment.
Northern
yes.
America.
Okay. Well, Grand Rising Kufi from North America.
I said Northern America. It's actually
Northern America.
It's actually called Turtle Island, North, South, and Central America, which is a cut up, and across the ocean, there's Russia. If you put Russia, it connects right to America from the continental drift. So what I teach my child is what's going on in the world so it doesn't affect her. When I grew up as a child, there was civil rights going on. And my parents told me not to get involved. Don't follow that. And I didn't. And I tell her what's going on today is just like what went on in 1917 with the Spanish flu, this is a war invasion. And I had a dream with my grandmama. I can go back in time in my dream, and I told my grandmama, I was trying to be smart with her. I was like, Grandmama, I said, they're doing the same thing they're doing in 1917. She goes, they did it in 1817 too. When they bring, I don't know if you remember, they brought the natives, they gave them blankets full of
polio.
Right.
Yeah.
Polio, okay. So we've always been under a biological weaponry and warfare, which is to kind of fight the people who are in this land, and then get other people from other countries to invade and come in and dominate the territory. That's what it was called. That's what, you know, they call it territory. And my grandmama also told me in the dream, you know, she told me she started Rush College, the university, HCC universities, which started from a church. And the church, you know, right now it's in Rush, it's in Mississippi, and the color is pink. And I'm talking to my great-grandmama, Ada Stewart, and you know what she told me? I go, you all started a church? She said, yeah. I said, why? She said, well, Negroes couldn't build houses back then. If you build a house and try to build a community, they'll come in and burn it down. And she said, we built a church.
I about that too, see.
We,
I agree with
we built
you.
A church.
And I've heard stories
we
of
a church.
Old black towns,
yeah.
They burned.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
So than Tulsa. They just couldn't deal with the fact that we were very genius-oriented, very self-sufficient, and the jealousy
yeah.
level of those outside our community. They did that. Thank you. You're right, Kufi. They did do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Kufi. Thank you for sharing that, because that fear indoctrination was very real. So, Minister Cynthia, you had roots in the South, and as you were saying, you know, this was a great deal a part of the indoctrination, the fear. Even though many of those who were just trying to provide for their families, you know, were religious people, believed in God and all of that, and yet they were living under terror. What do you think was the reason for that? What was the underlying reason for the bullying, the terrorism? What would you say is the reason for that?
Well, it has to start when they captured us and we were out there picking cotton. That whole Willie Lynch thing, and I keep hearing about that all the time. But the whole issue that psychologically they learned how to mess with our minds, and I will share, my husband said that his aunties used to talk to themselves. See, we did have nervous breakdowns. We did have mental emotional problems based on the pressure, the abuse that we had were going through. They showed us. They showed us what they could do to us, and there was nothing that could keep them from doing it. When you look at the butler that, I forget his name, Lee produced, but Oprah in it, what did the man do? The white man came out to the cotton field and told the little boy's mama, come on. And the little boy looked at his daddy and said, you know, but daddy, what? You let him do that? And when the white man came back, she's screaming and hollering. And he shot him right in the head when he said something to him. So this is what we had to live under, this kind of pressure, this kind of life where our lives could be ended as human beings. But that spirituality being the original human beings on this planet from the motherland, and we are. See, what they don't want to tell you in Harvard and UC and all that, but they do have the truth. I remember they were talking about how Berlin, Germany, had the largest information on Africans there, because those people went all the way to Africa and all around the world trying to find the original Aryan race, and they found out there was no original Aryan race. But here we go. I understand that fear that we had built into our psychology. Now I understand why some things are the way they are between us today. But in the South,
I remember my grandmother. I remember those seamstresses who couldn't go to the store and get a pattern, and they would look at a person's body, and they would make a pattern and sew by hand dresses and clothes. They were geniuses. They were brilliant. They were tailors. Very. They were creative artists with clothes. Because we were shut out, but we had that capacity in being the original people, and that is a fact. There's no shame in that. We're not ego-driven, but it's a fact. And the original Eve was a black woman. Seriously, when you go back and you look into their historical information, it's there. The original Eve was a black woman. Let's say they call them hominins, but it was a black female. And one of the things that connects is the fact we are the only ones that have the majority of fibroid tumors. And someone, they don't realize that historically, and I say this, and I said that, and Dr. Kufi was on the line when I said it, that we as women can have babies without a sperm. There is a scientific fact that was written in the 20s and 30s. It was a book. There wasn't no false pregnancy, but it's consciousness. It's awareness and that creative power and substance that we have within us as women coming into the human body frame was there. So I beg for anyone to differ with me and tell me factually that this is true. Because everything is always male-oriented to testosterone field. And we who have been men before, I raise my hand with that light. There is something about the testosterone in the human body that causes us to be crazy. So this whole thing in the Ukraine, what the heck is that? I mean, come on now. Really, what where do you get your power from? Killing, right. Raping, murdering, that is sickness.
How horrible is this?
To the ultimate degree. Yeah. And we as women, when the president was appealing to the mothers, he said, how can you raise sons that are without a heart and so cold? That's why I like what you have done and what God has given you, Female Solution, and that advertisement of that young woman. We as women have to recognize our power and what we can do to make a difference. Too many women have raised men and not believe what other men tell us. It's possible.
Yes. It is possible.
And I say to you,
and it is necessary. For us and to change what we're
educating those boys
teaching.
To have balance in the way that they are. My grandson, my daughter, oh, my God, they are beautiful. She's really working with them. I mean, she's really groomed them to have balance in their thinking, to be healthy-minded. And she doesn't go to church. And that's the reason for that, because she understands her spirituality and what it is that I have brought to the table when I gave her over to God as David gave. Was given to Samuel. I'm a single parent. So I said, well, God, I'm going to give her to you for you to help to raise her and help me to raise her. And I'm going to tell you something, a little trick to the game. I've been married 4 times. No, she has not been molested.
Well, it's very important for us in the raising of our daughters to make sure that they are not traumatized in that manner. And in the raising of our sons so that they would not commit the trauma. And vice versa.
We traumatized too, girlfriend.
We
got to take a break. Our guys are molested too.
Absolutely. It can happen to men and women. When people have a distorted view of life and who they are and why they're here. We'll talk about that when we come back. Uh-oh. And Minister Cynthia, I know you might have to leave in a moment. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. We got some callers on the line. I'm going to give them the opportunity to speak to you. So we will be right back after this quick break. I know our co-host Kareem Hamid has some thoughts he'd like to share. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And if you are on our switchboard and have something to say, press 1. And if you're on our Facebook page, then we want you to write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience, and we'll be right back after this quick break. So,
Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice a resemblance, we're also three sisters. We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm
Cheryl. And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
It's in the kitchen or something.
Yeah. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com. And I'm Viato.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global TV show. We're talking to Minister Cynthia Marie Williams about the challenge of teaching eternal life as part of children's education, especially because in this space age, we have been made aware that not only are we not alone in the universe, but that there is much more to life than what we have been allowed to know. And there are many who have had near-death experiences that have taught them much more than our school systems and religious systems have taught. So in understanding what really happens, we are here as part of an ongoing system of learning. If you fail to learn how to get along with someone, if you have a particular hatred of a group of people, or you've mistreated that group, you've been insensitive, then your next life assignment is to be reincarnated as part of that group so that you can develop the sensitivity. You can perhaps learn and understand, and you can maybe even repair some of the damage you may have caused. Now, how would this understanding of life affect the behavior of those who have been cruel and ruthless and violent to those of a different racial group or gender. If you knew that you were going to experience life as that very group of people that you persecuted, how would that change your perspective if you knew this? And if this was allowed to be taught as the reality that exists,
unmuted.
Wouldn't it change what you teach? Wouldn't it change what you choose to do? Wouldn't it change your beliefs about yourself if you understood that you will experience life as many different people, and those you particularly did not understand or respect? That's what you need to become so that you can develop the capacity to love. That's what this earth experience is for. What would happen if we taught that? So, Minister Cynthia, you made a remark about having been a man, and I think for those who didn't catch that, they might have misinterpreted that as meaning you had some kind of, you know, sex change operation. That didn't happen. But Minister Cynthia has a memory of other lives, and we all have many lives. He has a memory of it, and many people have come with memories, and generally what happens is children, by the age of four, we basically get educated out of it, and we're not, and our parents shut us down, and we're not allowed to talk about it. But it's all over the internet now. People who are remembering other lives, people who are remembering experiences as other people.
You know what? It caused me a lot of pain when I was a child. I'm sorry, baby, you're going to ask me the question. Please bear with me. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, probably you were going to answer it, which was, tell us about your experience as a child and remembering things and times when you even remembered your journey on a spaceship in which you were greeted by other beings, humanoid, yes, but not from Earth. And were you able to, was there any group of people you could share that information with that would not become afraid? Tell us about that.
Well, the whole issue of being a child and having the experience, they talked about me in my family structure, and they said I was peculiar. And as a child, it does damage you because you're not given confidence in yourself and trust that you are aware. So those of us who come in with these extraordinary abilities, but even if you don't, we as children need to be nurtured and given confidence in ourselves that our existence is important. And they talked about me. I mean, that really hurt me, which in a way it might have been a help because in the 50s, they might have put me in an institution, and I'm living down south, Memphis, Tennessee at that time. And that was right around the time that they killed the young man, 12, from Chicago, Emmett Till. And I remember everybody was so sad. I didn't know what it was, and my mother was heaving and crying. And I'm looking up at her, and then I started crying, which shows you how young I was. And then she kept saying, they've killed him, they've killed him. And I never understood what she meant until later on when I got older, that was during the time that Emmett Till was murdered. And everyone, and we were very close to Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee. You can go across the bridge, you'd be in West Arkansas, but the other part, you'd be in Mississippi. So the experience can be very, for all of us as children, horrifying if the adults around us don't recognize our value as souls. Not just as little human beings that we ought to be over and control us. We got to forget that as adults, that we are to be nurturing and giving confidence to children as they grow and develop, whatever stage we may be in as souls coming in. The purpose is love and encouragement, and you and I and those of us who understand. Now, the other part of the question is, what was the other part? I'm talking so much, please bear with me, please.
Well, you've had not only memories of past lives, but you've also had an extraterrestrial experience at a very young age.
Yes. Oh, yes. And that was about 3 and 4.
Tell us about
it. And I'm finding that's when a lot of us come into whatever it is that we're supposed to be about. That extrasense perception that I had, I was on, my grandmother put me down for a nap,
And normally she does, and I've called them now out of body. When I got older, I can say they were out of body. I was easy to do. But, I had an out of body, you might call it. I went to sleep. I woke up, and I was in a little small, I say small spaceship, because those beings, when I looked at them, they frightened me. And they didn't look like the Steven Spielberg blue and gray. They didn't look like that, no. Like Dells and Brad talked about the blues and grays. No, they did not look like that. So you are correct, Naeem, in your awareness that there are many beings of different shapes, sizes, and colors out here in the universe. These were about my height, and they frightened me, and they would not allow me to be frightened. I always say they touched me with such love, peace, and harmony that I just realized it was just so beautiful the way they made me feel. They wouldn't allow me to be frightened. Then they started talking to me, little telepathy, and telling me about the universe, stars, planets, and moons that I had been around, and also about the earth, and that they weren't happy with the human beings that had been created earlier, and that we made new ones, and we seeded these new ones. And then they showed me something of earthquake, fire, and water. So, and it wasn't the whole planet. The whole planet was not destroyed. It was in a certain section that they showed me these three things. So they said that they were going to monitor. That's why when I got older, I didn't have a problem with they talking about UFOs and spaceships and all that, because they said they were going to monitor us, observe, and what have you. And being gifted, I can go deep into other things. But right now, I'm here. The firemen are here to take me downstairs. Oh, God bless everybody. I love you all.
Well,
and
thank you so much,
to stay strong and know what you are. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we love you so much, Minister Cynthia, and enjoy your day and all the healing. We send you love, light, and healing so that you can continue to function in your vessel. Of course, you know, you are more than the vessel that you're in, and you're continuing to be a powerful soul on this planet.
And thank you for being a beautiful friend to me, Naeem. And we're all connected. What do you say? We're all one.
We're all one. Yes, we are. Thank you so much.
Peace and blessings.
Yes. Peace and blessings. So now we'll hear from our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Thank you so much for your patience and listening. And I know it's been an early morning for you. So thank you for joining us today.
It's been a wonderful morning so far. Well, we have some callers here on the AM360 line if you are ready to receive them. I'll open up their mics.
Yes, we definitely want to hear from the callers on the line. Please state your name and where you're calling from so we can put your name up on the screen on our Facebook Live page.
Okay, this is Bilal. I'll let him introduce himself to you.
Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum to everybody, and blessed Ramadan. I'm Bilal. Naeem, when I listened to the way that you had talked when you came on this morning, and I said that's a beautiful day, you know, if we can get there. So my focus is on the universal soul and that oneness.
Yeah.
So, you know, and order for me to kind of like get to that oneness, I would have to, you know, give respect to everybody that's going to be a part of that. But if I spend too much time on tearing down one group of people, a whole lot, and then raising another one way up there, I won't be able to see a balance in anything, you know. Because why am I training myself to accept? That somebody actually have that kind of power over me, influence over me, that they can, because of their evil way of thinking, that they can do me so much harm. when I'm focused on that hatred, I have a God called that we call Allah, and he's in charge of that. He's my protector. And
absolutely.
I have work to do. Yeah, I have work to do, and I'm gonna get that, you know, I'm gonna get that job done. And you know, I joined with those of equal mindset. And but that one thing I cannot do, I cannot just stay in the company of people who does things and say who does things or say things that kind of like wasteful to me to keep on, you know, harping on the same thing over and over and over and over. It kind of like just it wears me out. And I would like for my children to know, look, there's God and there's people. Some people just not all that good, but they have so many of them that are good. And I would always give them the good things out of life and speak to them about the good things in life. And I give them a certain awareness, but I won't give that awareness of something evil over and over to them because I know what I'd be forming inside of their mind. And so I would seek a lot of protection against that. That's why we're so fortunate to have a holy book. No, excuse me, that we have the Quran and we have those instructions. Read the instructions, know what you want to do, know what you want the children to do, and go ahead on and tell them and raise them from what we consider the best for us. And that's, you know, I have to live life like that.
Well, we thank you, my brother. Absolutely. We thank you for being on your task, knowing that you are here for a purpose and seeking to fulfill that purpose, because all of us are here for a reason. And on our Facebook page, Susie Mayberry Parker speaks of those who see life beyond the present, says it's a past life reflection. And she says reincarnation is so, and color has nothing to do with it. So we understand that we are more than the color we're in. We're more than the gender we're in. We're more than all of these things. We are part of the one universe, and we're experiencing all. Then we have no prejudice. And she says gender doesn't matter. And she's I've been listening to these stories for a week now. Gender does not matter. We are a soul. And so we have to see ourselves as the eternal soul we are. And she says, birds give you confirmation. Absolutely, the loving way they sing to us. And she says the Galactic Federation is watching all low vibrations. And the amazing thing is that the internet has provided a way where those outside of Earth can communicate with us and tell us things that we need to understand, so that we can be ready to meet the greater family in the universe. But Earth right now is so barbaric, so warlike, we can't even be ready to meet those who have technology that can help us, because anything we get, we turn it into a weapon of war.
Dr. Lachie,
and Susie says, love is the reflection. Absolutely. Thank you so much, my sister. Yes, Mama AZ, go right ahead. And let me know, Brother Corinne, do you have anybody else on your, we just got a minute or so left, let me know if anybody else on your switchboard. But go right ahead, Mama AZ.
Yes, there is someone here after this, the person that we're introducing now. Thank you.
Okay, so Mama AZ, go right ahead with your comment, and then we got another caller we're going to try to squeeze in before we go. Go right ahead.
I understand that. Thank you, Ms. Susie P. And Dr. Lachie, thank us for just your wise wisdom at this time. And it's wise on this day 7, the energy day. If you add all the numbers up, you'll see it adds up to a 7. It's wise to pay attention to the birds, the trees, everything in nature is talking to us right now. We just have to open up our third eye, remove the layers, the onion layers away, and listen, family. Thank us, Dr. Lachie. Peace. I hope.
Yeah. I hope. Thank you. Yes, just got to listen. Go ahead, Brother Kareem, with your caller.
Okay, area code 301-598. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Ramadan Mubarak. This is Sister Debbie from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I just want to let you all know I'm fasting with you all to support you all.
Oh, wonderful. Praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is not your first time fasting with us either, is it?
No, it's not.
Yes. It is a wonderful experience.
It really is. I'm learning a lot already. It's just been a few days, and I'm still learning a lot. So, you know, and what I was thinking of when the African-American was treated so bad in slavery and the women were raped, it was because the white man was trying to control them. And that's what Shaitan tries to do with negativity toward us. He tries to control us. And we just have to rise above it and realize that Allah is in charge of everything. And all we have to do is worship Allah.
Well, my sister, it's so good to hear your voice. And thank you for joining us in this fast. This is a spiritual season for so many. And if you are fasting and beginning your day with prayer, you can tune in to the divine mind and be guided by the spirit of love. So I know it's about time for us to go. You know, one of my favorite interviews on the Female Solution was a woman, she's now living in California, a Caucasian woman, and she is a past life regression therapist, but she remembers her past life as a black male slave. And she said that's one of her favorite lines that she remembers, because even though it was a lot of cruelty, there was so much love between those who had been enslaved. There was love coming from the animals on the farm. And she said that was one of her favorite lives that she remembered. But because she has remembered so many lives, there's no prejudice in her mind, because she sees that she's just a soul having different experiences, as we all are. And when we can teach this to our children, we can remove the prejudice, the racism, the sexism, the classism. We can remove that, because they will see themselves as the eternal souls that they are in this universe. So join me tonight. I'm going to be part of parenting and learning lab. And Brother Mark, could you give us briefly how to tune into that tonight? Unmute, so you can give us the call-in numbers for that.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, okay. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Yes, Naima Latif will be a special guest facilitator on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab tonight on IWDM Radio. It's a special time. It'll be 5 p.m. for those in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, 4 p.m. in the Central Standard Time Zone, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And the call-in number will be 714-816-4673. Once again, 714-816-4673. And that's not the usual time, but because of Ramadan, we want everybody to be able to break their fast on time. And it's going to be on how Ramadan has an impact, the benefits of Ramadan on the family life. So you don't want to miss that.
Right.
Please tune in.
Thank you so much.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows.
Thank you for using.
Listen to our radio shows.
Goodbye.
Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
to our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And we thank you for being a part of this experience. Thanks to all of you who have shared your thoughts. And this last thought from Susie Mayberry Parker says, always pay attention to our loved ones who have transitioned. Why? Because they will meet you when it's your transition time. They say whether it's your time or not. And there are many all throughout the internet who are sharing their stories of near-death experiences where they have been told it's not your time. You have more work to do. Where is God? All around us. And so we never need to fear the end of this life, because life is eternal and there is no death. There's only transition. Let's teach that to our children so that they can value all life and they can learn the purpose of their own life. I'm Naima Lateef. We'll see you again next time. And until that time, continue to shine your light.